Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Post Acute Point of View podcast, our discussion hub for healthcare technology in the out-of-hospital space. Here, we talk about the latest news and views on trends and innovations that can impact the way post-acute care providers work. We'll also dive into how technology can make a difference in today's changing healthcare landscape for home and facility-based workers and the people they care for. Let's dive in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Post-Acute Point of View podcast. My name is Michelle Spadola, and I'm a senior product manager here at MatrixCare. And we are beyond excited to have Chris Lukasik, Director of Clinical Informatics at Saber Health, here to speak with us. So let's give Chris a warm welcome and let's get started. So welcome, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Always want you around. Let's talk about your story, if you don't mind. Can you tell us about how you came about to be in the position you're in?
Hey, I've been a nurse for 32 years around there. And I started in the hospital, went to physician's office, went to home care, then ended up in long-term care. And once I landed in long-term care, which I've been in for 20 plus years, I became head of reimbursement. So up until 3 years ago, I was head of reimbursement for two different companies. One was a 100 facility building and one was just 7. But with that, one of my responsibilities was the first company. We went from 2 buildings when I started to over 100. So during that process, we all had to wear many different hats. So one of the roles I took was taking on software. So I got offered this position about 3 years ago. I will have been with Saber for 3 years in March. And that's when I took the position of clinical informatics.
Wow, how exciting. And congratulations a little early on your upcoming anniversary with Saber. So what do you see as the biggest challenges? We'll talk about most recently with the clinical informatics in ensuring a seamless care transitions for residents in post-acute care.
I think what I found over, especially doing reimbursement and needing all that paperwork and everything, is getting the paperwork and getting it timely and getting what you need. So that's been one of the biggest struggles. If you don't get it from the hospital when they come, handing it off or them faxing it to you or one of their portals, you're probably not going to get it once they leave because getting hold of anybody's medical records is really hard. So it's really important to get that up front. That's the biggest barrier.
How do you right now at your facility get that information? Are you going into the hospital system's portals? Are you getting it from PACS? Or is it a mix of different things?
It's a mix. We do access hospital portals, say like an Epic or Allscripts, those type of things, depending on what state we're in, that kind of thing. But a lot of it, the admissions people, marketing, or having people send that over, faxing it. Then you got to distribute it or you have to load it in your software and get it out to everybody. The problem with that is getting it to the person that's going to do the admission timely. You know, they're probably the last to know a lot of times. So the people that are going to do the admission or help with it, they need to get that information as soon as possible. So that's one of the biggest barriers. And that's why we looked into the exchange product.
Okay. So how does having a complete and accurate resident profile at admission impact care quality and resident safety?
Well, it affects it a lot. So say tonight I'm getting 3 admissions and they're all scheduled to come between 6 and 7 maybe. And I get off at 6:30. So my job would be, I would need to enter those admissions in. So I would need the admissions information when I come over to our system from admissions, our admissions people, but I would need to make sure those demographics match the paperwork we had. I would need to get their allergies in, their diagnosis, their medications, anything I could do ahead of time. For instance, if I have some downtime right now between 1 and 4 or something, between med passes or treatments, I could have that paperwork with me. And so what we're doing now is we're utilizing the inbox that we have in Matrix and pulling that data out of there so that our nurses can get the admission going So that way, whenever they come in at 6 o'clock, we can just have somebody verify those meds and the demographics and diagnosis and everything right there when they come in, and then get those out, sent to the pharmacy. That way we have more time with the resident to actually do all observations that are needed. I think there's about 15 plus observations that we have to do on admission. So that takes a long time. We don't need to have them sitting behind the desk. We need them to be going out and assessing the resident. So that's where the inbox helped. And then we moved to the actual exchange process.
So I just want to go back to a comment you made earlier where you said everybody was getting the paperwork different ways, whether it was faxed over or emailed, or you went to the portal. And are you finding with Exchange that it's more of a process that can be shared across facilities and it's a consistent process, I guess?
Well, it's definitely more consistent and it's more streamlined. So since it's already coming into the system, you know, we just have to save it into the resident documents. And then we don't have to get it out to the nurse on the floor, the DOI, the ADOI, the administrator, social service administrator. It's all in there. They can go right into the resident's chart and look at the documents. So we're definitely, that helps with consistency and knowing everything the resident is going to need. We can read up on them before they come. The whole team, not just the admissions, maybe in the DOM that know they're coming, but the whole team can see what they need to have prepped for when that resident comes. Is that what you were asking?
Yes, thank you. So you're able to do all of this prep work ahead of time, which is great. Fantastic.
It definitely saves a lot of time and running a lot of paper. Buildings have been known, you know, the referral to print it all out. Print copies for all those different people I mentioned, take it to them. Then you're either shredding that, you're putting one copy in the chart. This way, it's already all in there. We don't have to scan it in. You just save it to our computer and, or we don't even have to save it to the computer. We just are saving it to with the resident documents inside Matrix. So there's none of all those extra steps before someone would have to stand at the scanner, make sure nothing else is going on, scan the 200 pages, make sure it all got in there, upload it to the resident's chart, all those items, either that or they, like I said, they were printing it out, passing it around.
Well, that leads right to my next question. And I think you've already touched on a couple of the things you might say as an answer. Some of the risks or inefficiencies that you've seen when organizations rely on manual processes for managing the resident information, would you be able to expand on those risks?
The risks are, if I don't have this ahead of time and I am actually responsible for 3 admissions at 6 o'clock when they all show up at the same time, I'm extremely stressed. So I go and greet the residents and do all that and try to get some assessments done, some observations done. But then I got to get back to my computer and I've got to get these meds entered because my tote for my pharmacy, the cutoff time might be 7 o'clock and I need to get meds in there tonight for them. So you're extremely stressed. You're a higher tendency to make errors when you're entering those, where if I had been able to do it ahead of time, I could have done it at my pace. And with Exchange, the reconciliation part that we're using, I've already validated those medications. I just have to double check to make sure that that's actually what they left on. Maybe, you know, they changed something in the 5 hours since I did the paperwork. So I just have to double check, verify those, and then that part is all ready to go. The other big part is the diagnosis coding. Normally, I think most people find that they want a specific person to be doing the diagnosis coding and not everybody. So if we're pulling in those diagnoses, that's already set. And then whoever is responsible for that diagnosis coding and make sure it's right, they can go in and they can check all that the next day or the next business day that they're in and make sure it's correct. But that right there, you can spend 2 hours scouring through these 200 pages, searching for every diagnosis that might be listed in there, tucked away in a doctor's note or something. Just the amount of time and stress that it takes off of the nurses, it probably has cut 75% of the time just doing the admission process from an EHR standpoint, because you're already fixing the demographics. You've got the allergies in there, the diagnosis, and now your meds are in there and you just have to double check all that. Instead of that manual process of typing everything out and looking everything up in the book for diagnosis, which most of the nurses on the floor are not fluent in being able to do diagnosis coding. So that's a huge thing, especially when you're entering your meds and you need to say what diagnosis they're on medication for.
It's great to hear. Thank you. So you mentioned
one other thing to that.
Sure.
I work with quite a few hospitals and they really want this. This is one of the things that they asked our marketers if we have something like this, because they see less rehospitalizations if we are accurately getting this information in. So if we have the allergies and the diagnoses in, and then we do the medication and do the medications where it's coming over clearly, and we're not hand entering and maybe making a mistake. The hospitals are always asking our marketers for this because they want to know that we're using something like this so that if I'm typing in, I don't accidentally type in LASIX 40 instead of 20. If we're pulling it over, it's easier to check that. And also, just accurately that we're doing safety precautions by having the allergies and the diagnoses in there for those meds to be checked against. So if something is contraindicated for that resident, we'll be able to ask the doctor right away, possibly, you know, within minutes after they get there, you know, the patient has arrived, I got their paperwork, I sat down, I verified everything, and I call the doctor and go through it and say, I got this contraindication for this one. So he can say right then, he or she, you know, let's try something else, or let's move on with that, or go back and ask the resident if they've had any of those issues, what kind of issues they had or something like that.
This product is maybe helping streamline the information management and
absolutely
is contributing to a better experience for residents and their families.
Right. And if the doctors happen to come in around the time they're coming in or before, you know, they might even be able to look at the chart and look at the orders and see those ahead of time and give other recommendations. They'll be able to see the diagnosis. They can get started on their process to their admission. It's also good for therapy to have all that information also because they're getting around it quickly.
And that's fabulous. So it sounds like it all comes down to if you can get that information in sooner and more accurately that we're giving our residents better care.
I would definitely say so, because think of the scenario I was using. Even if I was just getting one admission compared to three, it's stressful when you get an admission and you know it's time for you to get off. You know, you're not supposed to work overtime, all these things. Plus, you want to go home. But if you already have been able to prepare for this, when you weren't stressed and you're able to do that, things just run smoother. Now, when my resident comes, I'm not so stressed out. I'm in a better mood. It just revolves the whole way around, which that gives the patient better care. And also, like I said, we normally can get the meds in quicker because of the pharmacy tote cutoff times. So all of those things give the resident a better experience. We're spending more time at the bedside, not so much sitting at the computer. If we can say it takes 2 hours to do an admission, and that's not all any orders and things, but if we can cut 75% of that being behind a computer, that's huge for the time that we can spend not only with that new resident, but other residents. And that's our goal, is more bedside care.
Fantastic. So if you had to say how technology could help reduce administrative burdens for your care staff, would you also say that it would allow them to focus more on the residents? I'm pretty sure that's what you've been saying.
And that's one thing that we're really trying to do at Saber, is we're trying to utilize whatever software we have to help us. Because as we all know, staffing is not always easy to come by, those kind of things. And we need it to help us as much as possible. So the more we can bring information in for them, the more AI kind of things that we can do, the better off our residents are going to be. Because for one, like I said, our staff isn't going to be as stressed. There's not going to be as many errors because we're going to be doing that at a different pace. And a lot of it's already going to be in there for us to verify. But also, you know, just without all that stress and all that pressure, being able to be at the bedside, the residents are going to be happy and our staff is going to be happier because they have that time and they're not rushing.
And I'm sure the families of the residents are happy.
Take your family member into the hospital or a long-term care setting, you want them to be attentive to you when you get there. This is a whole new experience. It's stressful. You know, it's not something you do every day. And you don't want somebody that's running in and out every 2 minutes because, or not there at all because they're stuck behind a computer. You want them there to give you their undivided attention.
Yes, definitely. I can personally attest to that. So you want bedside care. And let's face it, the nurses went to school to be nurses, to take care of people, not to be sitting and spending most of their time in front of a computer.
Yes, we want our nurses to be able to be nurses and do what they love.
All right. So what role does staff buy-in play in the success of the technology implementations in healthcare settings?
It plays a huge role. If you can get from whatever highest level down with the buy-in, that's great. So if that starts at the owner, that's even better. If it starts at your administrator in your building, that's fantastic. Wherever it starts, it just has to be where we know this is new, but trust me, you guys are going to see that once you use it, this is going to take that stress off of you, have better accuracy for you so you don't have to worry about making an error because you were rushed. It's huge. And then supporting those people that are doing it. So when we're training, we start out with just training a building by themselves. So for instance, I have a training tomorrow that they're getting an admission tomorrow. So we're just going to walk through the admission together. That way, whatever comes up with the core team there, we're going to work on it and talk about it. And then we'll, instead of just showing them, you know, screenshots and thing, we're actually going to do the process. So it doesn't always have to be like that. That's my choice of how to train on it. And then that's what they do with their staff. An admission's coming. Let's sit down and look at it together. And let's see how easy this is going to be. That little bit of time that you have to take training, consider how much this is going to save, the 75% you're going to save. That little bit of time you have to take training is very workable compared to what you're going to save in time.
And I'm sure being able to train using an actual resident that's coming into the building will help them see the value even more.
Yeah, it lets you see the whole process through and how everything flows and everything. So it lets you close some of those gaps that you might have without being able to do it. And you just have to be patient when you are doing the training. Change is not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. You have to just keep chipping away. And once they all see this kind of make their life easier, then they're going to want to learn. Other people are going to be coming to you saying, no one's taught me this yet. That nurse didn't have to enter on her meds by hand. Tell me how to do this. So it does kind of wear off on the other employees as you go through it. So hopefully everybody that tries this will see that.
Your words are just inspiring. So let's make sure we can get through this and help people overcome that whole idea that even though it's a change, it's not a bad change. No one likes change. So just have to encourage them, I'm sure, as well.
One thing that I have staring at me right now, and it's because I say it a lot, someone got it for me. It says good things take time. So you just have to be patient and you'll get there. And then we'll go on to the next great thing, right? Because this thing will just be something we're used to doing every day. But it takes a little time and that's fine because it's worth waiting for.
Absolutely. Great. Great to hear. This is so great to have you share these insights. If you could envision the ideal future of care transitions, what would it look like?
For me, it would be more information coming in. And that's one of the obstacles I can see that we might have is other items that we need from the hospitals and traversing that monster of a hospital system, you know, to figure out who we could talk to make sure we got all these different pieces. So one of the big things we'd like to get is MARS. So that we can see what medications the resident had, that's something important for, say, MDS. And it's not bad for our doctors to be able to look back up either. You know, there's different pieces, but that's not normally something that they send right away. So working on getting the correct tools in, having more involvement, more conversations with the hospital teams, because we'd also like all this information to go back to them. So if, Michelle, you go into the hospital and you were at our facility, we could send information back to them. It would cut down on all those case management calls that you might get from the hospital trying to prevent rehospitalization, because we'd be actively sharing information and they could look at that and maybe they could call and say they had an infection, and the infection disease doctor may have his nurse call and say, look, we're seeing their vitals tick up here a little and something else decrease. Maybe we'd like to maybe switch the antibiotic. So we could do things like that as different hospitals, home care, skilled nursing, all those types of things to give our residents better outcomes. I think that's what we're looking for, smooth outcomes.
Absolutely. Is there one piece of advice you could share with other organizations looking to improve care processes through technology?
I think I would kind of go back to the good things take time and never stop being willing to grow and learn, because it's ever evolving. The software is, you know, and always push the software too for what you think might help you. Don't be afraid to speak up. We're out here advocating for our residents and our families and our staff. So we need to stay on top of all those things and, you know, really be open to these ideas and presenting them. And if you don't get the answer you like the first time you ask for this, you know, keep going back and with data. That's what I would suggest, is going back with data. This is what it can do for us. And this is the time savings that could be, or equate that to money savings, that kind of thing. But most of all, our residents' satisfaction is the most important, and keeping them safe. So I think that would be my line for today, I guess, is good things take time.
I love it. I'm going to have to put that on my wall.
Well, Chris,
thank you so very much for taking the time to talk with me. And we appreciate all of your insights. And thank you. Thank you
for having me.
Always great to talk to you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
That concludes the latest episode of the Post Acute Point of View podcast. We have a lot of guests and topics coming up that you won't want to miss, so be sure to subscribe. To learn more about Matrix Care and our solutions and services, visit matrixcare.com. You can also follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll see you next time.